MFM with Kenwood Trust Drug and Alcohol Treatment and Rehabilitation Programs.
Tuesday night on KMFM, and every night this week we are teaming up with Kenwood Trust, whose drug and alcohol treatment and rehabilitation programs have helped so many people. You can find out more over at thinkdifferentlykent.co.uk. And every night this week we've been hearing from Andy, who's been telling us his life story. The last we heard, he was kicked out of school and out of his house by his mum for stealing to fund his drug addiction.
I fell into this world of craziness, and that went on for many times, many trips to prison. You hear a lot of people say, I'm not going to go back to taking drugs again when I get out of here. When that prison door opens, yeah, I'm going to go back and get myself a job. I'm going to sort myself out, find myself a girlfriend. I'm going to be all right. Things are going to happen. With me, when I was in jail, and nearer it was getting to that prison date of release, I could feel my anxiety coming again, because I knew I was going to come out that door and I was going to go and more or less do exactly the same thing that I always did. And prison officers always have a bit of a joke in the reception before you get released from prison. They always say to you, right, see you again soon then. Your cell will be waiting for you. But I was always quite certain that I was going to return back. And that's why I just ended up going to prison so many times. I'm no big time gangster, mate. You know, I was a really low life bottom criminal, really, who was caught up in a lot of pain and got himself in a lot of trouble down to making silly choices. Well, eventually I met Karen, and that was my partner, and eventually she fell pregnant and my son was born 8 weeks premature. He was born addicted to heroin, to crack cocaine, to methadone, and he would shake. I got the chance to cut the umbilical cord. And that's supposed to be the greatest moment of being a father. And I've cut the cord, and I've seen Jamie, and he's really small. He's no bigger than a bag of sugar. He's really small. And they've taken him away and taken him downstairs into the special baby care unit, because obviously he needs to have some help about all the things that he's addicted to. And while he's in there, it starts to dawn on us that social services, and we're not going to get to see him. Because, you know, where we were living, there was no carpet. It was just cider bottles and plastic bits of tin foil, and it was just a crazy place. It wasn't anything homely about it. So there was no way that my son could come to that circumstances. When he was born, our remedy to that, we ended up in the disabled toilet in the hospital. We ended up shooting up some heroin in the toilet. Karen's gone over. She's collapsed and she's laying on the floor now. I try and get her into a recovery position. I'm throwing water on her face. The security guard's banging on the door and I'm trying to bring her around. That's the day that my son is born. She come around. We come out of there. But obviously, police had been called. I was wanted. And what happens on that journey? I get away, but eventually the police catch up with me at a later date. I end up in Belmarsh prison. Karen, she went off to somewhere, off to try and find some support and help, but never managed to find the help there. Not that the help weren't there, she just wasn't willing to take what was on board. And she would get to see Jamie once or twice. But what happened to Karen? She went and brought some drugs one day from someone which were stronger than what they normally were. She's taken them drugs and she's passed away. And she's collapsed in this so-called home. Who do you think the people who come round and found her? Her mum and dad. Wonder what it's like to find your daughter in that sort of circumstances and how you'd feel. Who do you think gets the blame in that circumstances? That's it. I got the blame because of all what went on. Now, that wasn't my fault what happened there, but I was blamed for that. Now, my son was in social services care. He ended up being in a house somewhere where there was some abuse went on. Who put my son in that situation at that time? How did I get myself involved in that? Is where the love of my life, everything which I ever really wanted to be, I wanted to be a father. I never had a father really, and all I wanted to be a father. But you know what? A substance had become more important to me than my own son.
Earlier, we heard how when Andy's son was born, he was taken into care because of his and his mum's alcohol and drug addiction. At the end of every Kenwood Trust school session, we ask students if they've got any questions.
Did your son ever, like, resent you or blame you for everything that happened?
Right, Jamie is a treasure. They're both treasures. He has asked me at times, when about the age of 12, 13, there was a few questions asked then. When he was really young, about 4 or 5, he used to say that mum's gone to live in the stars. things like that, because of obviously mum just disappeared. So that was a funny times, because I used to, at the very beginning, I used to have a gentleman used to bring my son to meet me, and he would come with us. So like we would go to the park and places like that, and he would always be there to watch and all that. Then over a period of time, I began to get unsupervised visits, and I would have him for 2 hours or something, and I used to go to my mum's. And then after that, we used to kind of like, he would come up on holidays and things. So he has spoken to me a few things. He could remember some things about being in a house and cars turning up. And he used to, when I first had relationships with him, he used to be really quite jumpy. He was always a bit fearful about new faces because he thought that he was going to be moved and go somewhere else. So he used to speak to me about that sort of stuff, being moved from different kind of places. And really, it wasn't until he was about 15, 16, that's when he started asking a few more questions. But he's I've always explained to him what it's about. And Iris and Roy have said things, and they've got obviously some pictures of mum at home, and he knows about mum passed away of a drug overdose and all them kinds of things. So gradually, as he gets older, he's been asking me more questions and all that. I wouldn't say he resents me. I haven't actually felt that. I felt like we've bonded and grown together because I've had the privilege of being there all for all his life, like his first little plays at school and junior school and going up to his first school. Now, all that stuff kind of like grew over a period of time. I see him, he's got a girlfriend now, he's been with a girlfriend for about 3.5 years. I see, I WhatsApps and all that kind of stuff, yeah. I may see him about 3 times, I mean, once every 3 weeks, something like that at the moment, because he's got a little part-time job that he does at weekends and things like that kind of stuff. So we still associate. Hopefully he's going to come away with me next year somewhere, so we'll just go from there. It all depends how it works out with college and university and all that.
If you want to find out more about Kenwood Trust, visit thinkdifferentlykent.co.uk, and you can catch up with more of Andy's story over at kmfm.co.uk.